We're talking right now with Brian Case, the head coach of the South Central Calhoun Titans. They get ready to host Emmitsburg coming up on Friday night. And, Coach, as always, good to catch up with you.
Hey, back at you, Jeff. Sorry I missed you last week for a post game, but we got everything done we needed to get done ahead of time, so it's good to be back.
Absolutely, Coach. You guys coming off a tough loss last week, had some opportunities, but ended up falling on the road to Pocahontas, so this has got to be a bounce-back week for you guys.
Yeah, no question. You know, I came back and looked at film and so forth, and we definitely had some chances. I think we had the ball inside the red zone three different times and inside the 35-yard line four times, and you know, when you don't come away with any points that way and you don't make good on opportunities and things like that are going to happen. So I think one thing just kind of led to another. Things kind of snowballed on us last week, and Pocahontas, you know, you got to give credit to them as well. They did everything that they needed to do in order to win that football game. So, yeah, this week it's been more about coming together again. The word of the week has been united. We just got to make sure that we're all on the same page and we're all believing in each other, and hopefully we'll take a step forward this week.
Coach, what did you focus on this week to kind of get ready for the game with Emmitsburg?
Yeah, just getting back to being us, you know. And you know, I heard that there was some finger pointing and things like that going on, which is kind of uncharacteristic of our ball team last week. So it was just a matter of getting everything back on the same page and just making sure everybody's you know, in tune to what they're supposed to be doing for their job and trusting in each other. So, you know, we always work hard on the fundamentals. You know, this is our last non-district game before we get into district play, so we just have to shore some things up. You know, everything that we've been seeing on film is all correctable mistakes. It's just, it's one of those things that we just have to get back at it and trust in our jobs, and hopefully good things will happen for us Friday night.
Coach, Emmitsburg, they like to spread things out the way it sounds, but still want to run the football. They've had three guys that have run it pretty well this year. The Outen kid carries it quite a bit for them, but it looks like the Freeman kid and Brennan kid have more success. What have you seen of those three, and how do they differ?
Yeah, I mean, up front, I mean, they're not huge up front, but they get off the ball really well. They maintain pad level. They run their feet really well. And then they just have that, you know, that quick huddle where they're going to come out of it, and, you know, 1,001, and they're off the ball, they're gone. So our kids are going to have to be down defensively. They're going to have to be ready to go. They're going to have to recognize people coming out of the huddle and where they're going to align, and then just do their job. You know, at the same time, if all of our guys are coming up and trying to play the run, they will get a sneak a play action pass in there every now and then and get behind your secondary. So guys, again, just have to understand the responsibilities defensively. We're going to have to be able to gang tackle up front. We've got to make sure that we're not getting pushed back. We're causing piles and letting our linebackers scrape and making plays that way. And if we can do that, I think that we can have some success. Running backs, again, I mean, they run real hard that way. A quarterback does a decent job of running their scheme as well and selling their ball fakes. So we're going to have to be ready to go. There's no question about it, Jeff.
How nice will it be to get a comeback home and maybe get that crowd in behind you guys on Friday night?
Yeah, no question. You know, the first two games are away games, and you play a team in East County week one who's is a rivalry game for us. And I thought we played pretty well, and I thought to start the season that we were probably above and beyond where I thought we would be. You know, and then to come back last week and have to go on the road again to Pocahontas and just not play and execute the way that I thought we should have, it kind of hurt us a little bit. But you know, to come back home, first home opener for the 2021 season, you know, we have new stands over on the visitor's side. We've redone some things. We put some new padding along both fence lines and so forth to make it look more like a stadium. You know, to come back here and hopefully get that nice home crowd, hopefully some good things are going to happen for us, but it's imperative we get off to a good start against these guys.
Is that going to be with the ground game, or does the pass game need to maybe pick up a little bit this week?
Probably a little bit of both, you know. You know what we do. I mean, we're going to, you know, basically take that what Emmitsburg gives us, and if it happens to be on the ground, then that's what we'll do. If it happens to be through the air, then hopefully we can get back at it that way. But, you know, the week prior when you're playing against Pocahontas, when you go 1-for-11, I mean, that's, yeah, it's one of those concerns, to be honest with you. We got to be able to get the ball out. We got to be able to catch the football at the same time, and hopefully that'll open up some run game. But at the same time, if we can run the football, that'll open up the pass game. We just got to make sure that we're executing at a high level in every single phase of the game, especially offensively. Again, we just got to be able to take what they give us, and we got to be able to execute all the way through, whether it's on the ground or through the air.
And I know every coach always wants to get off to a good start. Is it more important this week maybe than most weeks to kind of start quickly?
Well, I think so. I mean, just, yeah, I think that the kids right now are kind of questioning where we're at as far as the ball team is concerned. I know as coaches, and we sit back and we kind of talk about a few things as well. So if we can get off to a good start, I mean, that's going to be key for us. But at the same time, I think that if we don't, we're going to have to be able to weather the storm and just kind of get through the adversity like we've had and see what this team is made of. So, you know, yeah, I mean, we want to get off to a good start, but, you know, at the end of the ball game, as long as we're ahead on the scoreboard, that's really all that's going to matter.
Well, Brian, I appreciate all your time here today. I know the guys looking forward to catching up with you again on the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show following the ball game. So thanks for the time. Best of luck coming up on Friday.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head coach Brian Case again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. And again, they head to host, I should say, Emmitsburg coming up on Friday night.